everyone. This is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Hello all, this is Megan with Sanction Love, and I just wanted to share what was on my heart today, the word surrendering. I think that this word is thrown out a lot in the Christian world. It's thrown out a lot in church during worship. It's thrown out when we're discipling people and giving people advice on what they should be doing. And we say, just surrender it all to Jesus. And I think it's really important that we don't just say words that fit in context, but we actually really start to say what we mean and to mean what we say and to be examples of what we tell other people to do. And this morning, I wanted to read a scripture. It's Philippians 3, 7 through 9, and this is the Voice translation. But whatever I used to count as my greatest accomplishments, I've written them off as a loss because of the Anointed One. And more so, I now realize that all I gained and thought was important was nothing but yesterday's garbage compared to knowing the Anointed, Jesus my Lord. For him, I have thrown everything aside. It's nothing but a pile of waste, so that I may gain him. And earlier in Philippians, it talks about to die is to gain. When it counts, this is verse 9, when it counts, I want to be found belonging to him, not clinging to my own righteousness based on law, but actively relying on the faithfulness of the Anointed One. This is true righteousness supplied by God and acquired by faith. I had never heard this translation before, but I'm really starting, I need to get the Voice Bible version because I'm really loving their translations. And anyway, so whatever I used to count is my greatest accomplishments. There's so many things that can be perceived to us as accomplishments or dreams, I would say, or passions or desires or success that we've achieved in life. That could be through our job, that could be through relationship, that could be through having kids, that could be through being a good friend. I mean, there's so many things. Whatever is the greatest accomplishment for you. And I know the other translations, you know, talk about the things that the world perceives as a great thing. And I love how the scripture says, I've written them off as a loss because of the Anointed One. And it really is so important that when we're trying to achieve accomplishments in and for the kingdom, it really shouldn't have our name on it. I think that that would be the best example of if it really is a kingdom accomplishment or if it's your accomplishment, if you have ownership on it. And when we surrender, we think, oh, we just surrender the bad things. We surrender when it's bad. No, we also need to surrender the good stuff. We need to surrender that, like when people give prophetic words, I'm surrendering that Jesus gave me this word for you. It's not I gave this word to someone because I can hear from the Lord so well. That can be a great accomplishment that you hear well from the Lord. But then to put your name on it, now it's not a great accomplishment anymore. And I think we're really, we sanction love, but we in the world, they're the religious spirit is always going to be here. And when it talks about I'm not clinging to my own righteousness based on the law, there's lots of laws in the Bible. There's lots of laws in the land. But we should be doing what we're doing for Jesus. And the why, it should be for Jesus. It shouldn't be for our own gain. It shouldn't be for our own success. It shouldn't be so that our name can be known. His name is the name that needs to be known, because people are dying. People are dying in the physical. People are dying in the emotional. People are definitely dying in the spiritual, because they aren't having that satisfying word from Jesus, not from man, but from Jesus. That is the bread that keeps them going. That's the water that replenishes their dehydrated spiritual self. And so when we surrender, we have got to think of all of the things going on in our life. And I also love in this scripture how it says, this is true righteousness supplied by God and acquired by faith. When we surrender things, we also have to have faith that God will be so faithful to replace whatever we surrendered. We think surrendering means to give it up, and it is. But when you have faith in Jesus and not yourself, because a lot of times we like to have faith in ourselves that we can do this. I can do this. I can accomplish this. I can be successful. I can be a good disciple of Jesus. I can disciple people. I can lead people to Jesus and be an example and love on them. And that's all great stuff. But we still have to have faith that God is bigger than all the things that we can or cannot do. And I just was super challenged personally just about surrendering. That we should wake up every morning with thankfulness and gratitude and a heart to surrender. Because every day comes with new challenges. Every day comes with new conversations, and it may have the same people in it, but sometimes conversations can change for the better or the worse. So we should always have a posture of Jesus. I'm so thankful that you let me wake up this morning and I get to live out this day, even if there's so much stuff going on. And so I choose to surrender. I am making the choice to surrender the things going on in my life. I choose to surrender the thoughts that are going on in my mind. I choose to surrender the success that I've had this week. I choose to surrender my family, my job, my husband. I choose to surrender these things because I have faith that you have the best in store for me. And so I want to surrender. I want to lay down all of the things of me so that I can gain more of you. And it really does become it will be a beautiful testimony for you. When you take a moment to truly, authentically surrender something, good or bad, test him on this. I'm going to surrender this, and I'm going to have faith that you will be faithful to provide something else, or you will be faithful to increase my growth, or you will be faithful to show me something that I haven't seen before. And through that, it will be a stone of remembrance in your testimony of when you surrendered something and God showed you his faithfulness, which all of this is and for the name of Jesus being known, not just in our lives. We don't just go to the candy vending machine and eat the candy. We have to share what the flavors taste like with people who've never tasted the flavor of Jesus before. And I'm not talking about going to church on a Sunday. I'm talking about the flavor of Jesus, the character, that he sees them, that he desires them, that he wants to know them, that he is madly in love with them. Not just, hey, want to come to church so you can hear some scripture and some music. And church is great, but church is not going to save people. We are the ones who are responsible. Once we know, we are held responsible for how we are examples to those around us. So anyways, this is just a huge pull up for myself. I wanted to share. Hopefully you feel encouraged and inspired, and we will just pray to close this out. So Jesus, I just thank you for every opportunity that you ever bring across my path. I thank you that in advance that I will make the choice to hear you clearly and to surrender the things going on in my life. I surrender my giftings. I surrender my callings. I surrender my family, because I know that you want the best for me and you want the best for my family and you want the best for the people that I know and that are in my life. And so I choose today to surrender to the plans that you have for me. Even though you've brought in people into my life, which I'm grateful for, you've brought in this position at Sanctioned Love into my life, but I surrender all of it to you so that I can gain more of you, so I can be a better example of who you are to those in this very dark and struggling world. And so I thank you in advance for your faithfulness. I know that you have shown yourself faithful, and I stand on my memory stone of you being faithful as I surrender this to you. I thank you for your peace in my day. I thank you that this podcast will influence the ears that it lands on. And we love you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionedlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.